Good morning, folks. Our focus is continuing the Who Do You Say That I Am series, Who is Jesus? And there's a ministry here in Harrisonburg. Right now it's more recently associated with Virginia Mennonite Missions called Kids Club. And you're going to hear about that today. I sort of gave it a tagline that they don't necessarily use, and that is Jesus in the Neighborhood. Amanda Helfrich will be sharing about YPCA, YServe's involvement, and Seth Christman, who coordinates the ministry with Teresa, will be leading some singing today and then opening us into reflections about this, Jesus in the Neighborhood.
To start, if you can turn in your hymnal, the worship book, to 521. Singing is good when we're cold, I think, once we catch our breath. And let's stand together. Let's do it. Let's risk. Five 21. Come thou fount.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by praying tongues above. Praise the mountain, gives the bonnet, mount of God's unchanging love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I come, and I hope by good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy grace now like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. From to wonder, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it, seal it for thy courts above.
Here's my heart.
Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above.
Amen. You may be seated.
Morning. My name is Amanda Helfrich. I'm a senior here at EMU, majoring in outdoor ministry and adventure leadership. For the past couple years, I have been kind of indirectly involved in Kids Club through YPCA YServe, which helped to link volunteers from EMU to those different locations around the Harrisonburg community. But because of like evening classes and other commitments, I never really got a chance to go until this year. And so this year I've been attending Brown Memorial Community Church, which is in McGackiesville. And they are just one of the many Kids Club locations around the immediate area. And I immediately fell in love with it. Growing up, I attended church camp every summer of my life, as long as I can remember. And then for the past 5 summers, I have been working at various camps, and so that led to my passion for children and games and songs and just everything silly and fun. So during the school year, Kids Club is like my summer camp fix, like a mini summer camp. So not only do I enjoy seeing the kids have fun and expressing themselves through the various activities we do some crafts and songs and a story, but also I've come to really appreciate the relationships that I have formed between myself and the other volunteers, but also myself and the kids. It's been really cool to walk in every week and see their faces light up when they recognize someone, either a fellow child that they know or a volunteer that remembers their name and something special about them. So that's been really fun to just get to know each and every kid on a more personal level. Brown Memorial's Kids Club specifically is a little bit of a smaller group comparatively, so there's only about like 12 to 15 kids, and so that is actually really fun for me because I get a chance to get to know each and every child on a more personal level instead of just kind of vaguely recognizing their face. It's really energizing for me to see their faces light up when they raise their hand. We often ask for volunteers to be like part of the story and help act it out, and so there are a couple kids that are really good at that, and they're like, I want to do it, and that's really cool. And also when just like playing board games or different activities, it's been really cool to see them get involved with. Overall, I've just loved getting the opportunity to become more involved with not only Kids Club and the broader community, but also through ministries here at the school and linking that to ministries in the Harrisonburg and broader community, getting to know new people that I wouldn't otherwise know if I hadn't gotten involved in this ministry, and then using my passions and gifts to spread God's love around the neighborhood. So I hope some of you can also find where your gifts lie, and if that lies with Kids Club, then that's awesome, and hopefully you can get involved as well.
God, we're thankful that we're able to be in this place with each other, that we're able to gather here in this really cold day inside this warm place. Thank you for your love, Lord. Your love, which transforms and redeems and shapes us, Lord. As we spend this time together, pray that your Holy Spirit would be here moving and working, that we would better understand who you are and what it means that you invite us to be a part of your mission in the world. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen. Hi, I'm Seth. Nice to meet you. If you're a professor, maybe you know me because I made it through some of your classes, squeaked by. I did my undergraduate work here at Eastern Mennonite University and loved it. I studied history and special education, and it was a great spot for me. My wife, I'm her husband, she's my wife. We do it together. be married, that is. Teresa is, she also studied here at Eastern Mennonite University. She studied English, English as a second language, that's right, and elementary education. And she taught in Harrisonburg City Schools for 8 years, and she just, six and a half. Man, I've been saying like nine. That's way off. 6.5 years at Keister Elementary School. It's a great school to work at. I used to teach at Broadway High School. I worked for a little while at EMHS. Loved it there. Worked at Broadway High School as a high school special ed teacher, which was awesome, honestly. And then ended up at seminary, which was very uncomfortable for me because I really thought of myself as a teacher and really loved working in the public school system. But had this sense in some deep place in my heart that was, I don't know, I guess it was some sort of troubling or stirring, and I ended up the hill at headed up the hill at Eastern Mennonite Seminary, and it was great. It was a really good fit for me. They really got behind me and who God was calling me to be within the broader context of kingdom work in this world. inside the church and outside of it. And so I like this place. I'm a fan. So it's great to be able to be here with you. And if you hear lots of like toys dropping, that's our little girl, Eliana. You can't see her. She's down low. If you peek beneath your seat, maybe you could, but don't do that. So maybe that's who we are. Maybe we could talk really quickly about some of what we do, and then we can frame it in a better understanding of what that means. So we work with Virginia Mennonite Missions, which is just down the road. They're a part of Virginia Mennonite Conference, and they are all about helping people plug into God's world and this kingdom, God's kingdom, in ways that make sense for them. And so they launched us as missionaries in the Shenandoah Valley last August, which I didn't know that you could do. They kind of made up a new thing for us, I guess. So we live here in Harrisonburg. We live over on Gay Street, Newtown Cemetery is in our backyard, and Emmanuel Mennonite Church is nearby. Our charge is to help connect congregations with their local neighborhoods. We spend about a third of our time working with congregations, helping them to imagine who God has created them to be as a church, helping them listen to each other and recognize the giftings within their congregation, and then listening to God as a congregation. And then we spend another third of our time, so that's the first third with the church. We spend a third of our time with children working in the community, the stuff that Amanda's talking about. And Helfrick, yeah. Helfrick hangs out. She has a red shirt because she comes on Tuesdays. This is my Wednesday shirt because I don't have time to change today. So I'll tell you later. So the second thing that we do is we work with children in the community. So we go on the highways and the byways all throughout the neighborhood, and we invite kids to come and be a part of what God's doing at the church. Before the kids ever get there, we go around and we listen to the neighborhood and we ask them, hey, what do you need? Where are the tough spots? What are the things that you're recognizing inside yourself and inside your children that they need to learn? How can we be the church with you? Rather than sort of creating something and then throwing it at them, which is maybe sometimes how we have done church in the past as the Christian church. So that's a third of our time. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday evenings, connecting with kids, singing songs, acting out the story of what God's love looks like with our bodies. And sometimes we wear funny hats and we do other silly stuff. But it's a ball. And then the other third of the time that we spend our time is working with families and folks who are not children, who we grow in relationship with that result from the kids that we've gotten to know in the neighborhood. So the kids club, instead of the sum of what we do, instead of a program that we show up and we hit it with and then we go home, the kids club becomes a window into the community, right? It becomes a table where we can sit down and we can get to know our neighbors. And as we sit at the table with the Holy Spirit, where Jesus Christ is the feast and the host and the one who invites us to the table. Whoa, that's so cool. We get to know their families and their aunts and their uncles and their grandparents and their neighbors who are a little bit different than them. And we sit down at the table together and we're transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. So that's what we're supposed to do, and we do that through kids clubs as sort of a paradigm through which to engage these three groups of people, if that makes sense. We preach a good news. Well, first off, Teresa and I are Christians, so it's a Christian thing. It's the church to share and receive God's love with within the church and within the community around us. This is not a new concept, right? You know, but a lot of times when we go and we enter into ministry settings, we expect to just give, right? We want to give. Oh, I'm going to give myself because God has given me. Well, of course we're going to give ourselves, but we give ourselves instead of giving ourselves like this, right? We give what we have. Let's, for those on the podcast, that's my hand clenched.
I don't know how to describe that. Sorry, you missed it. Instead of like this, we give like this, right? We open up our hands to both give and receive from our neighbors so that it's not just us showing up and giving. It's an actual relationship with the folks in our community, wherein they show love to us as well. This is an embodied good news, one that I find all throughout Scripture, one that compels us to love with our whole beings, with our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength, because we believe that God has loved and liberated us, our whole beings, our physical bodies, our mental, emotional, and spiritual selves. Jesus and his ministry, if we talk about Jesus in the neighborhood, I was thinking about this, Brian. That's a nice tagline. Maybe that'll be our next shirt. Right now we have God is love. The shirt's getting a little bit too small. Got to start exercising. Okay. I'm going to patronize you, Exercise Fitness Center. God is love has been our mantra for the last few years. But Jesus in the neighborhood is an awesome tagline. It's a great mission statement that Jesus both teaches and heals in his ministry. If you spend time in the gospel, we're spending the whole spring in Matthew, and it's the story of Jesus going around, and like in Matthew 4, he's like healing people, and then all of a sudden, sorry, Eliana. Oh, you jumped. All of a sudden, Matthew 5, like we launch into the Sermon on the Mount, and we spend this time of teaching. Jesus leaves a very productive, game-changing, earth-shattering healing ministry to go into a teaching ministry, and Jesus teaches in the Sermon on the Mount, right? And then Jesus launches right back into the healing, and then they're all wrapped up for Jesus, you know? He heals people, and he says, your sins are forgiven, and everyone's like, and then he said, oh, should I say, stand up and take your mat and go home? This is the same thing. Jesus is providing sight for spiritual blindness and also for physical blindness. Does that make sense? Jesus is... He's healing people who are oppressed. He's breaking down these dividers, so many ways. But then he also in how he heals people, but he also does it in how he teaches people, and that's a profound thing. It reminds me of Luke 4. I've come to bring good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, and to proclaim release for the captive. To proclaim the year of the Lord. That's the paraphrase version. So Jesus brings this embodied good news, and I have to move really fast because I only have 9 minutes. I'm going to have to skip the last song. To love our neighbors as ourselves, with the love of Jesus, we have to know our neighbors. And sometimes we fail to do this as the church. Outside the church too, right? This is a garage culture. Somebody in seminary pointed out to me, it used to be that the front porch was the most prominent feature in the house. In my neighborhood, it still is. If you drive up and down Gay Street, you will see people sitting, right? Yeah, you see people sitting on their front porches. And as people go by, as people walk by, they wave. They come and they sit, right? More and more, the most prominent feature on our houses is our garage. And so the garage sticks out. We pull our car into our garage. We turn off the key and we walk into our house. There's not a whole lot of neighbors bumping up against each other. I don't know whose idea that was. Maybe it just recognized that people didn't really want to get to talk to each other anymore. So for broader culture, I lament it. As a Christian, it's unacceptable to not know our neighbors. We can't love those who we do not know. Those who we haven't entered into relationship with, those with whom we haven't sat down at a table and broken bread with. And so if we're not willing to sit down at the table with others, we can't love them. So we have to embody it. We have to be willing to give and to receive. It's so simple and true. So tonight I will go to Waynesboro Mennonite Church. Monday, it gets further away each night of the week. We have three kids clubs that we're currently working with. We enjoyed a very awesome, fruitful relationship with Ridgeway Mennonite Church as well. Hi, Joy. And they still go on Thursday nights. Is another great place to plug in. Currently, we work Wednesday nights. Sorry. Come to Wayne. No, you go, everyone. They are doing it at Ridgeway on Reservoir, and we partnered with them for 2.5 years. Monday nights, we're at Emmanuel Mennonite Church. We work with early church and Emmanuel and individuals from the community and from EMU, and it is awesome. Tuesday night, we're at Brown Memorial, McGackiesville, where Helfrich goes. And Wednesday night, we're at Waynesboro Mennonite Church, which is where I'll be tonight. That's the green night. So if you like the green shirts, come on Wednesday. We'll walk through the neighborhood and we'll pick up kids. We'll have a walking bus. And so one adult, one male, and one female, like the Ark, but not quite like that, we'll walk through the neighborhood and we'll knock on doors and remind kids to come. And they'll come behind us and there'll be 25, 35 kids who will get picked up from their houses. And they'll walk with us. They've all signed release forms. The parents have. All of the people wearing green shirts have gone through background checks and have had references because we want it to be a safe place. If we're going to share and receive God's love, we have to do it within a safe context, right? So we'll walk through the neighborhood. We'll be very cold. We'll have our flashlights for the way home. We'll get to the church, and there will be games, so many fun games to do. And there will be adults to sit down at the tables with kids to play these games. And there's carpet ball. If you don't know what carpet ball is, you really got to come on Wednesday nights. We don't have that anywhere else. And we'll just be together. We'll be together, and then after the game time, we'll go over to part of the fellowship hall on Wednesdays, and we'll sing some songs. We'll be silly. I didn't make you guys be silly this morning. I should have. And we'll be silly together. We'll sing some of the songs are about Jesus, and they're pedagogical, right? They're catechetical. Is that a word? Catechesis. It's providing catechesis for who God is and who we are as people. Some of these songs, and some of them are just silly. Just the silliest songs you ever heard about frogs that didn't make it through road accidents, and all these silliness that we sing with kids that they love. And then we have the time of the story, and like Amanda said, that's the best part of the evening because the kids get to act out the story. This is the same embodiment of the word that becomes flesh, right? So the word, the written word, instead of the spoken word or word incarnate in Jesus, John chapter 1, the written word becomes flesh, and we clothe ourselves in the story. And of in Jesus' good news within the story, and we act it out together. And sometimes it's a woman showing up as Ruth, and she's when I was living in Moab. And other times we're doing the story this week of Jesus as a refugee, of Jesus fleeing to Egypt because big bully Herod, the oppressor, wants to wipe him out. And the surprising way in which God's love comes and saves. This little baby Jesus who's come to earth. After that, we'll break up into groups. And so there's little teeny ones that I feel very uncomfortable working with, right? Those like four-year-olds that, until they hit school, I don't really know. But there's people who do, so it's good for them. And they'll have a class, and they'll do activities and games and crafts, and they'll talk about the story, and they'll talk about what it means for them in their context. We'll talk about how it fits into God's bigger story of what God's doing in the world and what God has already done. And then there'll be a middle group and an older group of fifth and sixth and seventh graders, and they'll do the same thing for them. This kids club is not a new idea. It's simply getting to know our neighbors. It's simply being willing to share the good news that we've experienced with those around us. And when we do it, it changes and transforms churches and communities and individuals' lives. I could tell you story and story and story about what God has done, about how churches have connected with their kids and lives have been changed. Not because of like green shirts or anything, or because I get really excited and walk in place whenever I'm talking. No, it's because this is God's work. This is the bigger redemptive work of God. So, I mean, I'm going to do your pitch for you. Is that okay? Because I only have 3 minutes. I'd love for you to come if you'd like. If you'd like to get to know more about how you can plug in Kids Club in your neighborhood, you can contact Amanda Helfrich with the acronym. What's the acronym? This not acronym. CAC? No, you're not CAC. YServe. YServe. It's words. Sorry. You can contact Amanda through YServe, or you can email me at sethchrisman@gmail.com, or you can get a hold of me through VM Mission stuff. We'd love to have you. We'd love to walk with you as you get to know your neighbors. one of the things that I was the hardest for me at EMU was that I spent all of my life with wonderful professors and people who were within 2 years of my age. Wasn't very intergenerational. And this, I don't know, talking to Amanda, this is one of the things that she really appreciates, is that she gets to be with kids and with adults who as co-laborers in what God's doing. So pray about it. There's a lot of good things to do. Pray about what God might be calling you to do. We'd love to have you. It is a ball. And it's powerful stuff, being a part of God's kingdom. Let's pray. Let's not even sing. Is that okay, Brian? Let's pray together. I'm going to have to go for a run after this. Not because my shirt doesn't fit, just because I'm excited. This is going to be podcast. Shoot, Matt, you can email that out. Edit that out, right? Okay. Don't email it. Please don't email it. God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, it is overwhelming being your people, to have experienced your love and to be able to be a part of what you're doing in the world. This healing and hope that we need inside the church and out. God, we pray that that you would move in new and surprising and exciting ways, that we would be able to cry and listen and laugh and sing and break bread together with those across the street as our neighbors, like you did, Jesus. Help us to be very concerned with who you're calling us to be as your people, to spend time praying about what that looks like and talking to you about it, letting you tell us. Teach us, Lord. Teach us, we pray. Shape us and move among us. Thank you for this time of worship. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. 30, is that right? Is that the time we're supposed to... Oh, it's 2 minutes fast. We could sing a song.
We could.
I'm not excited to be here at all. No, that was sarcasm. I'm sorry. I'm really excited to be here. Can you turn to number 18 in your Sing the Story? 18, and you're going to stand up in a minute, so let's just sit. It's the purple one, in case you're... Amanda, could you bring me your copy of that? Thank you. I spend a lot of my time talking to kids, so it's really fun to be with adults. 18 is not the right number. Whoa. I Freud. What in the world does that mean? Which one's Peace Before Us? 16. Next page over. Sorry about that. I don't speak German. Matt, you would have had to lead it from the balcony. Matt knows the whole hymnal. Okay. Peace before us, peace behind us, peace under our feet. Peace within us, peace over us, let all around us be peace.
Alleluia, Alleluia.
Alleluia. Amen. Thanks for being here this morning with us. If you have time in your class, in your life right now, I'll stay here for a little bit in this fancy green shirt if you want to come talk to me. Blessings. Have a great day. Godspeed.